Welcome to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. I'm Angie and I play Cathara. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Let's get on with the show.
Nailed it. Angie, I think you just won that job. Not that it was up for grabs. I mean, my job's probably up for grabs. But. Okay, so Dindal gets a revelation.
A lot of revelations.
This giant stone golem draws a sword and faces the western hallway right after you guys hear what sounds like the breaking of large amounts of glass.
What's going on? What is Omicron protocol? Does anybody know?
I don't know. I just know Junia and Omicron and I love you, Dad.
That doesn't make any sense.
Didn't say it made sense.
Who's Junia?
I don't know. Apparently my daughter. They said, I love you, Dad. Did you not hear that?
No, all I got was Omicron protocol.
They didn't hear the dad part?
No.
Oh.
I thought we did, because I made a comment about it.
No.
You would say we did, because I was like, you have a kid?
There was a...
He did speak afterwards.
Yeah.
He says, Junia is your daughter.
Yeah.
Sorry, my fault.
I'm going to look around. Do I see anything happening?
Okay, roll perception.
Okay. 15?
Okay. So you can see down about 30 feet through the archway.
Okay.
You see there... Just stepping out of the door. You see what looks like, you see a half dragon. Red half dragon.
Uh-oh. Okay. I will immediately yell, guys, half dragon.
If I put it in the player's cabin, it's
cool. No, don't you dare. Sorry. Did not mean to yell. Sorry.
Well, I just yelled at you guys that there was a half dragon coming.
Okay. Hold on. So, because Amber looked first, we're going to go around the table and then we'll roll initiative. So, Catherine says, hey, look out, Galen.
Galen summons the maul to his hand because that's what he's familiar with, even though he's got this vorpal sword on his back.
Okay.
He summons the maul to his hand and he is going to move 90 feet in the direction that was pointed.
That's a lot of feet.
So, all right, Dino.
I'm going to cast aid on the three of us at fifth level.
Remind me what aid does.
You get your HP bumps up 20, and your healed 20. So you're Amber,
okay.
You, Catherine, you, Bracken, and
so we heal 20 points.
And our max goes up 20, yes. Correct?
Okay.
I would like the readers to know, I in fact do not smell like beef.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
Bracken, what are you doing?
I am going to... We just see one person. Do we see them, or is that just Cathara? Because she... they see this person.
So she
pointed it out.
She actively called attention to it, so yes, okay. you would see them.
Okay. Which one is it? Is all...
Which
one is the red dragon?
What's the karate?
The karate guy? Okay. Yep. Okay, and we just see him at the moment.
Yeah, he's the only one you see at the moment.
Okay. I'm gonna move.
At this point, he's over 160 feet away from you.
160?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's literally, all he's done is come out the door.
Yeah.
He's not made any forward progress.
Okay. I'm going to, can't remember my speed. I think it's 40 or 30. I think I have speed of 40.
It used to be 30.
30. Okay, then it's 30. Then so I'm gonna move. Still not quite.
He's not actually that close. He's not there yet.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's still not as close as I want to be, but actually.
Do you want to dash?
Yeah, I'm gonna get closer.
Okay. Okay.
And then, I mean, I can't. That's all of it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay there. I mean, I can't. Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna keep that there for now.
Okay.
Actually, can I bonus action?
Yeah.
Oh wait, this might take a slot though. Shoot, it does. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna bonus action hex. Okay. Dang it! I can't. Just kidding. He's out of range. All right, I don't do anything. That's it.
Okay. So Catherine, I should have asked you, do you, outside of pointing him out, did you want to do anything?
I don't right now.
Okay. All right. So.
Did you stay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are staying where you were.
So I would like everyone to roll initiative for me.
No. I'm going to use the fancy dice, y'all. Exact same roll.
Galen?
I gotta re-roll. It's an ability check. I'm at disadvantage. Galen normally has advantage. So I rolled two dice, but it's a straight roll.
Okay.
Why are you at?
Because I'm exhausted.
Crap. It's the penalty of the dream one.
You're so screwed.
It's just ability checks, so it's not.
That would be an 8.
Okay.
So I'm glad I got 90 feet before this all started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Dino?
22.
22, Dino. Bracken?
17.
Angie?
6.
Oh. So the squishy people get to go first. Yeah. Awesome.
I don't, as a utility guy, not like going first.
I hate this.
I want to go at the end of the round.
Thanks, I hate it.
Can I ask, when I saw the red half dragon,
yeah,
did he look like mean, buff, like, what?
Yeah, so he is 7 foot tall, armored, and running toward, you can tell he has intent to run your way.
Like to kill us, yeah. Orc, I can't tell.
I think he's supposed to be our friend.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's gonna help protect us.
What?
Don't worry about it. Mind your business.
Did you predict something?
Don't worry about it. Mind your business.
All right.
You don't know.
All right. Sorry, I'm writing the initiative order now. So, Dindal, you were at the top of the initiative order.
Not, not what I wanted to hear.
I can move people.
Okay.
Why I move my mic.
What would you like to do?
So, we can see one.
You can see one
figure.
You can see one of them.
And they came up through an entrance?
So.
Is he like back here?
Yeah. He's technically even farther back. Yeah.
Okay.
Right there. Right there. For now. So he, for the sake of combat, he's come through the.
I'm moving him onto the map just so
that's fine.
To move him.
Yep.
He's off the map.
Yep. Right now. So his max range, he's 90 feet from Galen.
You're doing great.
Thanks. This is working well. It is actually. Only one of them is falling over.
Yeah.
Could be like one of those people at the craps table that are like sliding them around.
So,
okay.
He's 90 feet from Galen, so he's 180 feet from you.
Yeah. I am going to. I'm going to run up and cast invisibility on Bracken.
Okay. What's your speed?
30. Oh, so I can't touch you? Sorry, I thought there were fives. So I can't get to you. I will.
I'll say you can buff Cathra with anything.
You're not talking into the mic.
I know, I'm more just talking to him.
Okay. Can I bonus action Misty Step and then? No, because I can't bonus action and then cast it. Well, technically the spell is through the harp. So can I technically do it or no? Does that count?
Oh, allow it.
Okay, so I'm going to Misty Step to Bracken and then invisibility her.
Okay. Them. Yep. A lot.
So I will.
I'm going to put you behind me. Just to be safe. Unless you want to be like next to me.
Well, once you disappear, it'll look like I'm in front of you.
Yep. Okay. And invisibility lasts until I attack, right?
Attack or attacked. Use an action.
But not attack or cast a spell.
Cast a spell, that's what it is, excuse me. Okay. Or a minute.
Okay. Well,
Invisibility is an hour, unless it's greater.
Oh, greater is a minute, right?
Greater is a minute, yeah, regular invisible, and greater doesn't disappear if you cast.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, guess what I'm about to do.
I figured.
Maybe, we'll see.
All right. So, you Misty Step, you cast invisibility on Bracken. Bracken goes away. The half dragon. So Dindal, you recognize the half dragon that you saw in the mirror.
Oh no. That's a, I didn't predict that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's better or worse. It's
better in my head.
So, let's see.
How many?
Did any of us see that, or was that only you that saw that? Just as
you're the only one that saw. Yeah, you saw it, and then you said something.
Yeah. He's the only one who saw what it looks like. We all saw ourselves in the mirror.
Yeah, we didn't see the others, but if we said what we saw, we'd know. But like, we wouldn't recognize.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, he, let's see, what's his movement speed?
Zero.
30 feet. Okay. So he moves 30 feet. And he draws his heavy crossbow.
Amazing.
And Galen, he's going to fire at you. Bring it. Uh, 12 to hit?
No.
Okay. First one goes wide. 22.
Hey, you hit.
Yeah, 22. All right. So, you take 6 points of damage from a heavy crossbow.
All right.
He will stand there. Coming up behind him, use the Black Panther figurine. Yep. So you see this hooded, creature, or this hooded kind of humanoid. They walk up right off the shoulder, and this is who you saw, Galen. This is yourself. You've got a longbow.
Okay.
So, do. All right. Okay. So, clone Galen saw clone Dindal shoot at Galen. So he's also going to shoot at Galen.
Does he get closer? Does he, where
he,
is
he? He is just off the shoulder.
Of this guy?
Yep. Yep, right there. Nope, not a short sword. Stupid. That's not the roll I wanted. All right. 21 to hit.
Hey, he hits.
Yep. All right. Nope. And 5 points of piercing damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to use a bonus action called Archer's Eye. So 3 times a day, immediately after making an attack or damage roll with a ranged weapon, I roll a d10 and add that number roll into the total. So add an additional 6 points of damage. Bracken, it is your turn.
Okay. Oh, boy. And I am invisible.
Yes.
So I can move.
Yep.
Okay. And then,
you're 100 feet. You're 100 feet from...
From them.
From clone dragon.
Or
clone dino.
From them. I don't know that they're clones, but...
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to... I'm going to move and dash, and I'm going to go behind Galen, and I'm going to... That's going to be the end.
Okay. Love it. Yep. All right. Galen, it's finally your turn.
Woohoo! So, not knowing that Bracken moved right up behind me, how far am I from Dragon Guy?
70 feet.
70 feet. Well, Galen is going to rage.
Okay.
And... Galen is then going to feel the pauldron that he's wearing activate.
Okay.
He's going to use his action to cast haste.
Yes.
From the pauldron, which gives him 80 feet of movement.
Okay.
He is going to rush the dragonborn.
Okay.
Oh. Out of curiosity, those attacks that you were rolling against me, were you rolling with disadvantage on the first one? Because you gave me a cloak of displacement.
I was not.
So the dragonborn's hits.
Yeah.
If he hits me, it goes away till the end of till my next turn.
Okay.
But if he didn't hit me because of disadvantage,
yeah.
Then the other shots would have been a disadvantage.
Okay.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say that's on you to remember that, sir.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. So I get up to him.
Okay.
And I say, I hope you know what you're doing. And I'm going to recklessly attack with the maul with the extra action.
Okay.
From haste.
Okay. As Britney Spears is famously known for saying, hit me, baby, one more time.
That's a 26.
To hit
with them all. And I need some bones.
Yeah. Yeah, 26 hits. Bones.
So it's an 11 on the die, plus 5, 16, plus 2 is 18.
18 points of damage?
18 points of damage.
Nice.
And that will be then my turn.
All right. Okay. Love that. Cathara, it is your turn.
All right, so I see two people. How far away are they from me?
So from you, they are...
A long ways away, right?
I want to say it's 130.
Like 160.
Okay, 160.
Yep. Okay, uh-oh.
Yep.
Well then. 160. I'm going to run up as far as I can, which is 30 feet.
Okay.
I can't go very far, guys. And then, okay, I should have been, I thought of something and then I can't go that far. So, shoot. So, there's still 130 away from me.
Mm.
I don't have anything I can do. I am just going to, I'm going to run up another 30 feet.
Okay.
And that's all I can do.
All right.
Short legs, guys. Short legs.
Got a little leg.
You're running up 30 feet?
Okay. Yeah.
So, grab the one on the end. Yep, that one. Uh-huh. So...
Are they all coming in, like, right here?
Yeah, they're all coming in right there. So that one comes in and goes the other, to the other side of... Yep.
Like here?
Yep.
Okay.
And so they're kind of forming a line.
Oh. Interesting.
So, let's see here.
What do we see?
So, you see this, this is actually not one either of you have seen. No, or neither of you have seen. No, that.
Have any of us seen it?
Let's see. Sorry. I got this one wrong. So this, Bracken, this looks like you.
Okay.
Yep. Which you?
Which was it? It was Changeling, wasn't it?
Yep.
Or was it Changeling or was it Boogeyman?
It was Changeling.
Was it Changeling? Okay.
And they're just a straight thief, assassin.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's not that one.
Horrifying. Amazing. Okay.
So it's not the one that we saw in the mirror?
I mean, you guys didn't see me in the mirror.
I know, but yeah. Danny knows what it was.
I mean, that's what...
Yeah, that's what you saw in the mirror.
Yeah.
I thought you were like a cleric of Loki.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
That's worse.
Yep.
That's Danny! Right.
What? I'm just saying, from the narrative standpoint...
My guesses were wrong. You don't have to come for me.
So, it's a good thing it's changing, because you just said it was a straight thief.
Straight thief. Incorrect. Not a day in my life.
Pretty sure this one's not straight.
Not a day in my life.
No.
What gave it away? What gave away the fact that I wasn't straight? The non-binary, that girlfriend that one time.
I mean, you know.
The rest of it.
I'm as straight as a roller coaster.
It's the glasses.
You're not wrong.
Really, it's the Wicked obsession.
I was gonna say it's the musical theater kid. It's the musical theater.
All right. Well, I'm using a wizard in the place of, because the, you know, I don't have a cleric that I can access easily.
I might. I mean.
Well, it's just in the spell. Oh, okay. In the thing.
We're fine.
I know, right?
I was like, I do have a cleric. If you need one. But
so.
Oh no, they
died. Oh no. Hold on. I've got this.
Hey.
I'm
just asking.
Be nice to me.
I'm not being mean. I'm just asking a question. I didn't mean anything by it. I've never done anything wrong ever in my life. I can't even say that. Not smiling.
I can't even say that today.
I can't say that within the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't smell like beef.
Not for lack of trying.
Yeah, remember that one note you texted us about you found?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a reason I keep reminding you to go say goodnight to your kid. It's not out of the goodness of my heart. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I know. So, this cleric comes out, and it looks like Bracken does when they are in changeling form. And they point at you and they're going to cast Charm Person.
At who?
You.
Okay.
You're raging. You can't be charmed, right?
Well, I'm an elf, so...
Okay.
Try it.
I'm pretty sure it's I have advantage on saves.
So isn't there a thing though when you're raging that you can't be?
That is not for the fifth or sixth time. That is not the type of barbarian I am.
I don't pay attention enough to know.
I don't even know that there are more than one type of barbarian.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just know that there's Grog. Yep. That's barbarian.
Yep.
There's Grog and then there's the totem, and that's
about it. So I need a wisdom saving throw.
Elves in 5e cannot be charmed because of their fey ancestry. So
they go to charm you and it just
you
fails.
Have advantage. You have advantage on saving throws against being charmed. Okay. And you can't be put to sleep, but you have advantage
on being charmed. That's the one. Can't be put to sleep. So you said it's a wisdom save?
I did.
Oh, that's not great.
Oh, no.
6.
Oh.
I rolled a 2 and a 3.
Oh. Can I counterspell?
What's the range on counterspell?
60.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Dang it. You're out.
Okay. The cleric says, "Now, darling, you're going to want to turn around. Look at all of those bad guys." And it's like honey in your ear.
Gross.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sticky.
Well, it is you.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
Walked into that one.
Yeah, that's fair. I deserve that. I've earned that one.
All right. So, Clone Bracken. That was Clone Bracken's turn. It is now Vekra's turn. Okay. So, Vekra has 30 feet of move speed. He is going to go protect Dindal.
Right next to each other.
Yep. Yep, and because he can move through an ally's space, he's gonna stand right in front of Dindal. So that is his turn. And then from the shadows, you see this small dwarf.
Do they move in the room or are they in the door?
No, they're kind of lurking behind, just out of range. Okay. So that's all that they're going to do.
Okay.
Galen, your turn. No, Dindal. Sorry, I'm used to...
I'm so used to going first. I was like, I'm not up yet.
Yep. So Dindal, you see Galen turn around towards you.
So, real quick on that, you didn't cast Dominate. You cast Charm.
Charm.
Yeah.
I am charmed. You have advantage on checks to interact with me in a social situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I regard you, that one character, as a friendly acquaintance. I don't lose my... I turn and look, but I have no compulsion to attack my friends.
Okay.
So...
That's fine.
Just...
You're at least turned towards them.
Yeah, I turn and look because they said, hey, look at your friend, look at these enemies. People. And I'm like, that's weird. They're not my enemies. Now, I can't attack that one.
Yeah.
Or target them with a harmful spell, but
can I get within 150 feet?
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, you're within 150.
I am within 100.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any kind of markers or anything? Because I'm gonna cast Firestorm on those suckers.
Use the big one.
I have some dice. If we want to use dice,
we'll just make an arc. It's like stick it under them or stick them on top of it.
What does Firestorm do?
It's like they have to be touching spots.
So we can just shoot dice.
Okay. Each one's a 10-foot cube that I can arrange as I wish. Each cube. How many cubes is it?
It's a lot.
10 10-foot cubes.
So five more. Are you just wanting it basically in a line connecting them?
I want...
Or how do you want it?
To kind of separate them from Galen. Can I get right on the fire guy, the red dragon?
Yeah.
Like, are you wanting, can it go on their square? Like, yeah, on their spaces?
I'm just, because I want to get all those bad boys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are they in the entranceway at all?
They're about...
Are they inside the
room?
They're
about 15 feet your side of the...
Okay.
Yep.
All right, can you loop it around them then and get the evil Cathra?
Yep. Nice.
All right, so... Kind of seeing that that's an evil version of me and recognizing what I saw, I was like, all right, well, if I'm half dragon too, here's some fire damage. They all need to make dex saves. 17 dex.
Okay. All right, so we'll start with Bad Dindal first. He is resistant to fire. Resistance to fire is half damage, right?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. 13 on him.
Fails. 17 is the deck save.
Okay. Let me just roll through all of them, and then I'll have you give me the damage. Okay. So... Rogue Galen. 5 failed. Rogue Bracken.
Cleric Bracken.
Cleric. Yeah, well, yeah,
totally. Evil Bracken.
Yeah, Evil Bracken. Which, 9. And.
Excuse you, I'm very dexterous. Disrespectful.
Clone Cathra. They all fail.
How do you know Clone Cathra's bad?
She just might be. Maybe she just wants another friend. I mean, her last one died. Oh. I'm sorry. I am on a new one.
Too soon.
So it's 37 points of fire damage. Halved for the red dragon.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Bummer.
I rolled a bunch of twos. Getting worse.
Hold on, what's half of 37?
Be
16?
No, so it'd be 17. No, 18, because half of 36 is 18.
Yep.
It rounds down.
Damage usually rounds up.
No, damage rounds down.
Rounds down?
Yeah, so half of...
Maybe that was just me as a DM.
37... Rounds down to 36 to half. Actually, it's 16 or 18 and a half rounded down to 18. So.
Yeah. So, Rogue Cathra falls.
I killed Cathra. Oh.
Dang, that was not a lot.
That might be Dine Dell's first murder.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Dine Dell likes it.
Dindal can't see it. It's too far away.
Okay.
So that not strong at all.
Yeah. Probably because you're a wizard in this life.
Okay. It is now dragonborn or half. He's a half dragon. He's not a dragonborn. He not a big fan of that. So he drops. Galen, you hear him drop his heavy crossbow. And he's gonna attack you with his longsword.
All right, straight rolls because disadvantage from the cloak and advantage from rage or from reckless.
20 to hit.
20 hits.
Okay. And does the second attack also have?
No. Once I get hit,
then I have advantage.
Then you have advantage.
Okay.
How are you just going to tell me all the damages once?
Yeah. So 21 hits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you still charmed?
Probably not.
Yeah, no.
Because one of their allies attacked me. So.
Yep.
Charm's gone.
Okay. So 4 damage on the first round down to 2.
Halved to 2.
And then 6 damage round down to 3.
So 5 total?
Yep. He did not roll well. All right. That's... All right.
Is the Pauldron of Haste the spell, so I have to make a con save?
Yes.
Okay.
To keep
the haste up. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's a dirty 20.
Yeah. All right. That is clone that guy. Now, clone Galen. And,
Don't I go? No. Do I not go yet? Okay.
So, initiative order was Dindal, clone Dindal.
Oh, the clones.
And yeah, then, the first two clones, right. then me, next.
Okay, you're good.
Attack of the clones.
Great movie.
Did it for a reason. Short sword attack, Galen. Advantage or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Till my next turn.
Okay. 26 to hit.
That hits.
6 points of damage.
Halved to 3.
Yep. 14 to hit.
No.
Misses. Okay. That is the end of his turn. Bracken.
There's a 26 on my con save for that hit.
Okay. Does the firewall stay up?
Yeah, I think it's concentration, right?
Firestorm?
That's what I meant.
I didn't think Firestorm. I thought Firestorm was a...
Firestorm's a one and done.
One and done. Firewall. Oh, so it just happens? Firewall. Oh,
I'm thinking of Firewall. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Firewall is...
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Firewall is decisive.
You said now me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to move up 30 feet.
All right.
And then... I mean, I'm just on the edge, but...
Of glory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to use... I'm on the negative end of range, so I'm not super close, but I'm going to... From where I'm positioned, can I get the one on the other side of Galen or no? Without risk hitting him. It would be tight.
Yeah. Okay. I would give him 3/4 cover.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about him then. The one that's me is 10 feet from Galen right now, right?
Yes.
10 or 30. 10, 20, whatever. Okay, so they're... Okay, so then... Close enough for that one, though. Oh, yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to throw a dagger at the one in the middle. That's the Dindal. Or no, that's the Galen one.
Yes.
I'm going to do my dagger of returning at the Galen one.
Okay.
I have to do it disadvantage because they're really far away. Yeah.
Okay.
Does invisibility give you any, like...
It'd be advantage because it's unseen.
It's a straight roll. So just reroll.
Oh, thank God. I mean... 13?
Misses.
Okay.
You're invisible now.
Yep, and I am visible. But okay. And then does that automatically come back to me, or is that when it hits, it comes back?
It just comes back.
Okay. Then I am going to...
We never actually ruled, so that's fine. But that's...
Then I am going to... I think that's it. Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Galen.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn. The charm is broken.
Charm's broken. I look back. they're not enemies. You guys are. And I'm going to take 3 attacks at people, depending on...
How do you get 3 attacks? Oh, haste.
Because I'm hasted.
You have a hasted action.
I have a hasted action that gives me an extra weapon attack.
Yep.
So, going reckless. It's 20...
Against which one?
26 to hit. The same one, the dragon.
Okay.
The half dragon.
Yeah, yeah, you, that hits.
Do any of them a 26 not hit?
You don't know.
See. 13 damage on the first hit.
Okay.
It's a 19 to hit. Was a 19 hit?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, 19 hits.
Okay. It's another 13 damage. And 19 to hit. 17 damage.
17. Okay. So with your last, with that last throw of the hammer, you like. The side of his face caves in, and he, like, falls.
Does his body stay, or does he dissipate?
It doesn't dissipate, but he, like...
Okay.
He's dead on the floor.
Okay. I was just wondering, because this is... These are things that we saw in the mirror. I was wondering how substantial they were.
Yep.
Which one was it?
And then...
The half-dragon. Roll... I'm gonna... Roll perception for me.
Dirty... No, sorry, 21.
Okay. You can tell... He looks weak. To say he's like the runt of the litter, it kind of... That's probably the closest. Like, they all kind of look like... The runts of the litter.
Okay. I'm going to move to within, if I can, move, because I take it the other Galen moved up to hit me with a short sword. I'm going to try to move to where I'm in combat with
both of them.
Both of them, yeah. If that's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Kathra.
Seeing how easy these guys are, like, falling and knowing that Galen wants to fight stuff, I'm just going to hang back.
Okay.
I'm going to yell, Galen, you good? Having fun yet?
So far.
All right, we're back here if you need us. I think you got this.
All right. So now it's Clone Brecken. They are going to cast... They're going to attempt to cast Holt Person on you, Galen.
Counterspell.
Okay. Holt Person, second level spell, so...
It drops.
Okay. Counterspell doesn't work, so their attack fails.
Holt Person doesn't work.
Yep. Yeah. Good job. That's it. That's their turn. Vakra will stay still. Clone Kathra's dead. Dindal.
So it's just the rogue Galen and the cleric. That one?
Yeah. The archery Galen.
Archery. I'm going to. I can't get within 60, so I can't use that. I don't really have a whole lot. I will use a Bardic Inspiration on. Galen.
Okay.
And yell out to him, all right, time to mop up. Give him a bardic inspiration.
All right.
It's a D8.
D8. You can save that for an ability check if you want.
Okay. So, the half dragon fell, Galen. And before, So the archer goes to attack, but before it can attack, I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw for me.
Oh, I should ask, is this against something that I can see happening?
What's your passive perception?
17.
Yeah, you see it happening. So there's a... So, down the hallway, you see someone else step out of... And they step into the hallway and they cast a spell.
Okay. So that's a... Well, the reason I was asking, I have advantage on the save. Mm-hmm. I rolled two dice thinking, oh, it's something I can see. I just wanted to make sure. It's a 15.
Your saving throw is?
Yeah.
Okay. So you met. You're still going to take half damage. So half of 17 fire damage.
Be 9.
So you take 9 fire damage.
Or no, 8. Sorry.
Okay. So you take 8 fire damage and 4 points of necrotic damage as you're hit with hellfire.
So 8 and 4 is 12.
Mm-hmm.
Halved. 6.
No, I gave you the numbers halved.
Rage halves it. Again.
Like halved in that.
I made the save.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And my rage halves the... Yeah. Because my rage halves everything but psychic.
Yep.
So right. 6 total damage.
Yep, you're right. Okay.
And then it's 12 on my con save to make sure that haste stays up.
Okay. So that thing, you get hit by a spell and then Rogue or Clone Galen's going to hit you again.
So he is at disadvantage. It's a straight roll right now because I haven't been hit since my turn with an attack.
That wasn't...
The spell doesn't count as a, because it wasn't an attack roll against me.
Okay.
So the cloak of displacement hasn't happened yet.
Okay, got it. We're good. Let's see. So, short sword attack. 23 to hit.
That hits.
And 19 to hit.
Both those hit.
Okay. So, 10 points half to 5, and 8 points half to 4.
Yeah, both of those are... So a total of 9 damage.
Yep.
All right,
Bracken.
You
don't see where that spell attack came from, other than it came from down the hall.
Okay.
Or it came from someone you don't see.
Okay. Right now.
I will say, Catherine, you do see this person.
Okay.
In the hallway now.
That's a bonus action, though. I'm just going to hold an attack until someone gets closer.
Okay. Okay.
With a knife.
All right. Galen, your turn.
I thought I went... Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Oh, it was the saves and stuff. All right. Looking at my cloned self, I say, I don't know why we're fighting. I don't want to hurt you. And I will hold my 3 attacks to if either of the 2 that are next to me or if the other guy comes up the hall and attacks me from melee.
Okay.
Or makes, like, if the cleric tries to cast a spell on me from melee, I hit him.
Okay.
But I'm going to hold my 3 attacks.
Okay. Kathra, it's your turn.
Okay, so what do I see coming down the hall?
So you see a tall, horned woman
okay.
in the hallway. She looks much more powerful than these others.
I'm still like 130 feet away, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to just go ahead and move my 30 feet up just a little further just in case.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and move 60 feet
up.
Okay. Just to make sure. And then I will say, Galen, you still doing okay? Need any help yet?
I feel okay.
All right. That's it.
Let's see. Warlock or wizard. Cleric. Stupid person.
I'm feeling a little animus there towards.
Yeah. Yep.
What you got against warlocks?
Listen. The cleric draws this dagger and steps in and goes to attack you, triggering your attack.
It's a 28 on the first hit.
Are you hitting the?
I'm hitting the one that attacked me.
Yeah, that's fine. 28 hits.
It's another 28
hits.
And the low one is a 28. I got 3 19s.
Yeah. Okay.
That's 15 damage on the first hit. 15 damage on the second hit. And 14 damage on the third hit.
All right.
And I say, it doesn't have to be this way. And it tries to attack me.
Yep. So it's going to hit you. Yeah, no, that doesn't miss. Straight up miss. It's the worst. Okay. Vekra stays where he is. Clone Cathra's dead. Dying doll.
Can I move up another 30 feet?
You can. You do see you see someone in the hall. There you go.
Captain America's coming.
Oddly appropriate.
Why?
You don't know. What would you like to do, Lando?
How close am I to the nearest guy?
23, 40, 50. 90 feet.
And the other one is way further away?
Yeah, about 30 feet behind him.
I will hold a vicious mockery if anyone gets in close to me.
Okay, sounds good. So, this creature, or this one, gets between these two. And they are going to. Okay. The warlock is going to use their hellfire attack again. So they pinpoint a spot between Cathra and Galen. So they both. I need both of you to make dexterity saving throws. The DC is 15.
Sixteen.
Okay. 19. Okay. So you both succeed. You're both still going to take a bunch of damage. 15 fire damage, halved because you succeeded.
So 7, right? Mm-hmm.
And then whatever you take, and then half it again. And then 16 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
Half to 8.
Okay.
Yep. So I take 7.
Yep. All right. So then.
Yep.
Your haste stays up.
11 on the save, so.
Okay. All right. So, Clone Galen, he's going to attack again with his short sword, because he can't really do a whole ton. 12 to hit. Misses?
Yeah.
Okay. Bracken? You do see this creature, beautiful, yeah. Live, purple-skinned, walk through the door.
Amazing. Recognize it all?
No.
Cool.
Oozes, like, seduction.
Great. Well, I'm out of spells.
There's a funny sequence. Ooze of seduction. Ah, well, I'm out of spells.
Well, I'm out of spells.
How very warlock of you.
Thanks. That's not going to do anything unless I'm...
2 rounds, I'm done.
Pretty much. Well, because I held something, so...
Oh, so you're held.
Yeah, stuff faded. That dropped. I'm going to just conjure an elemental for funsies.
Yeah, there's that.
I could just do that.
You throw your gem?
I could. No, I'm not going to. I could, but I won't.
Coward. Oh, he went there.
What'd you do about it? I don't want to take things away from Galen.
His playthings.
I want Galen to have some fun. Some friends.
Hey, Galen's having a good time so far.
Bracken starts singing, please don't take these beautiful things that I've got.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like Toad from Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Benson
Boone would love that.
Remind me to show you all my Toad impression later. Okay. I think I can just do this. That's pretty neat. Oh, no, that's
just because they want to.
Dang it.
I can do this.
No, I thought of something I can do, but I can't. I mean, I can do it to me. That's stupid. I mean, I guess
this is a roller coaster, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Are they like right at that space, like that way, that far away? Okay.
We can cut this if you want, but legit, I thought Bracken was gonna be like plot twist. I go with the devil woman.
Don't tempt me.
I wasn't trying to tempt you. I thought that's what you were saying.
You don't know. You don't know what my plans are. Yeah.
You don't know what your plans are either, so.
It's also, correct. I'm going to get there. And that's it.
Okay. Galen.
Seeing this one that has damaged me and also now damaged Cathra, I'm going to say, I don't like you. And we're going to go 3 attacks.
At the
warlock.
The one back.
The one that moved up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they
moved up in between.
Yep.
So that they could hit both right me there. And both me and Cathra.
Yep.
Right
there.
And so I'm going to...
Yep.
It's a 22 to hit.
Yeah, hit.
It's a 27 to hit.
Uh-huh.
And a 28 to hit.
Yep.
Thirteen damage. 17 damage. Aw. 12 damage.
Cathra.
If I yell something to Galen, would I still have time to do an action that?
Oh, yeah.
Galen, you still good? You want any help yet?
I mean, I feel okay.
Okay. I'll just stand there.
Okay. All right. The... Cleric's going to try to stab you again, Galen.
Okay.
Oh, 14 to hit. Doesn't work.
The cleric, you said?
Yeah.
So they got to move closer.
Yeah. Burr, 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 burr.
Oh, I would have taken an attack of opportunity for moving out of their space.
We're not going to worry about it. We'll be okay. Vecra! Will you move Vecra up to flank Dindal? Okay, thanks. Dindal.
I'm going to move up another 30. Can I get in between Kathara and Loki?
Yeah.
Sorry, in between them.
That's 30, bud.
Can I be over more from where I was or no?
Like here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be there.
Yeah. I don't want to be on top of anybody. Yeah. I want to be like spaced after seeing the two of them just get hit with something. All right, so Captain America is the
Warlock.
I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers on them in Celestial.
Love it.
Where is Dissonant Whispers? Need a 17 Wisdom save.
Okay. 21.
Dang it.
That's all or nothing, isn't it?
No, it takes 3d6. On a failed save, it takes
3d6. Oh, you did the first level one, that's right. It's not Vicious Mockery, it was Dissonant Whispers.
I don't like it. I don't want it.
11 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
11 points psychic. Got it. Okay. It is the Warlock's turn. She is going to... She points to Bracken. And she's going to cast Suggestion on you. You talking, you're like...
No. I did okay.
So I need a Wisdom save?
Yeah, okay. Nine.
Let's see. What is my DC? I don't actually know what this DC is. 15. Okay, sorry. So the Warlock says, "Go home."
Rude.
So you have been suggested.
Better than being suggestive.
I mean, okay. The Galen clone, he goes, "I don't want any of this." And he throws his short sword at your feet. And he goes to turn. The Warlock grabs him by the throat and holds him. So she grapples him. All right. And when she grapples him, you hear her say, No. Malik is your master, not you. Okay. Bracken, your turn.
Okay, so do I just walk out the front door?
You start walking away, and then at the end of your turn...
Like, where do I try and leave from? Like, is there a door?
The entranceway is that way.
Like the hallway they came from?
No. Right. So you literally just like turn 180 and walk. Yep.
This way?
Nope. Way. That way. Yep.
Okay.
Do I? Now at the end of your turn, No, just regular.
Okay.
And then at the end of your turn, make a Wisdom save. You gotta beat a 15.
Natural 20, baby!
Oh.
Okay. And you got rid of the die.
So... Why did the suggestion? There's just the first save.
Oh, it's just
Now it's concentration.
Damn it!
So as soon as I hit this warlock,
okay.
Odds are it's gonna not go well.
Man, Bracken's one now, 20 of the year.
Yeah, it's concentration for 8 hours, and if they fail the save,
That's my fault.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
So
at a certain point, spells just kind of meld together in my head.
Do. Yeah, no, I get it.
Galen, your turn.
I look at this horned creature in front of me and say, I don't like people that have slaves. And we're going to go 3 okay. against... it's a 23.
Yep.
19.
Yep.
And a crit.
Yeah.
Should have been using the sword.
Should have, could have, would have.
Yep. So, first hit is 16 damage.
Okay.
Second hit is 14 damage. And then...
She loosens her grip and falls. Okay. You have killed her.
At that point, that's the point that the...
Yeah, that the crit comes in.
The crit... Well, that's the point that the suggestion wears off, because they're down. So I will turn with my leftover attack, look at the... I'll look at the Loki cleric.
Okay.
And say, are we still doing this, or do you give up?
Roll intimidation with advantage. So I'll give you advantage because you're crit.
You said intimidation?
Yeah.
It's a 13.
I'm done. I didn't want to do this. We were made to do this.
I hate that your other guy there, I pointed at the guy on the floor. I hate that he didn't think he had a chance to give up.
Malik had all of us.
Is he still stuck in that, or did he get free?
He's free now.
Is he back down the hole?
No.
Did he leave?
I don't know, but they point to the warlock you killed. They were the ringleader. They served Moloch, and then we were enslaved to them. Killing the warlock broke the slave bond.
I wonder if you can go back through that mirror, back to where you were before you got pulled here.
We can try, but they were all broken behind us where they were supposed to have been. I'll lead you.
I look over at Cathra. Do we want to help them? Do we want to bring them back?
I mean...
If they were just slaves?
I don't think so. I mean, it sucks, but...
I mean... I can't do it. You would be the one to have to.
Yeah, but the cost of it is a lot.
Yeah.
So the cleric and the archer.
Can I real quick, because it's been, what, 3 rounds? 4 rounds?
Yeah.
I don't know if they were making death save, if they would have been making death saves or not. Can I medicine check on the 2 down bodies?
Sure.
To see if I can...
Sure.
Because like if they're stable, mm-hmm. you know, or if they're still alive, we can, you know, maybe yeah. without having to use a revivify. So for the paladin, the dragon, half dragon guy. So medicine would be an 18 to see if he's still kicking.
Just barely.
I say, Cathra, this one's not dead yet.
I'll go over there and just lean down and give them a quick healing.
Okay.
And then for the one, the Cathra in the back. Wow. Rolling consistently. It's another 18.
Same.
I have, I believe, inventory.
So the half dragon has 2 hit points.
Okay.
I'm fairly sure I have a regular potion of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna
keep your potions. I'll just pop over here and mine comes back.
Okay.
I'll just give a little something there too.
Okay. So they both pop up. They're obviously still hurt.
Yeah.
But
I say, hey, we're not trying to hurt y'all. We took out the one that was given orders. We don't have anything against you.
The dragonborn speaks up. Thank you. We didn't really have a choice.
No, that's what the other one said.
And he says, I'm Dindal.
I say, I'm Galen.
And the archer says, I'm Galen.
Yeah, this is gonna be weird. So I'm Galen. That's Amber. That's Bracken. That's Dindal.
So the dwarf says, who's Amber?
It's
sorry.
It's the nom de guerre.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Cathra. Where are we?
Well, you're in a library, and I'm not exactly sure what's going on, because I point at other Galen. I was like, I saw you
in a
mirror.
Yeah, I saw you in a pool of water.
Yeah, and I don't know if that mirror is still there. I don't know if you were pulled through that. Were you pulled through that? Like, how did you?
I drowned, and or well, there was something in the water. I reached down and I thought I was dead.
Okay.
And the next thing I know, I'm getting the piss beat out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. I wouldn't. You know, there's nothing personal.
Yeah, we kind of thought you guys were like evil.
I look at the Dindal, the other Dindal. I say, you came in pretty hot, and I'm assuming that one. I point to the warlock. I say, I'm assuming that one told you had to kill us.
Yeah. They have our families. They did.
You guys have families?
It's me and my brother. Wait, Atlas.
Who said that? Dindal said that?
Dindal says that. Yep. I have a brother named Atlas.
Is he like you? Is he a half dragon?
Half dragon. He's more human than half dragon, but.
So I think what happened, I think you guys are from, like, you guys are us, and we are you if different things happened. Because, like, I could see myself doing the, you know, going hunting in the woods. I did that all the time when I was younger.
More of a soldier, but yeah, sure.
You know, but like, yeah that I could have gone that way. I know, and I look at this Dindal. I said, this Dindal found out just when we saw the mirror, found out that his dad looked like you.
Yeah.
And so
I kind of give him a look like, hey, yeah.
So I think, and that one, I point at Bracken, it's like, that one has had some interactions with Loki. Weren't great, but like had some very close interactions with Loki. And I think if things had gone differently, they could have joined up on Loki's team. And I look at the Cathra and I'm like, now, I don't know a whole lot about Amber's background. Like, I don't know what I can't tell what you do. But judging from the other three of us, I think you might be her if she'd made different choices or had had different things happen to her.
I mean, I'm just a nobody.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, technically, at one point, we were all nobodies. So.
Do we have to stay here? Can I go home?
So. Here's the deal. I don't know where home is for you. I don't know. Like, I point at whichever one said that the mirrors were broken behind them. We saw you in a what looked like a mirror. If that mirror is still there, and if you can go back through that mirror, that I have no objection to you going back. Like, I don't want to hold you here.
While this is happening, Dindal's right beside me, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna just walk over to Dindal and lean over to him, and I'm gonna say, "Can you read their minds? See what the heck is going on?"
Yeah, I could, I guess.
Do
it secretly?
Yeah. I just want to. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna cast Detect Thought. I'm not gonna push in yet. I just want to see what kind of emotions are going on. Are they like afraid? Are they being genuine? Or are they kind of being secretive?
Yeah. Who do you cast it on?
Or are they even real?
Who is Galen talking to at the moment?
Clone Cathra.
All right. I'm gonna do it at the Galen version, the false Galen.
Okay. False Galen. False Galen is thinking of home.
Okay. I kind of lean back over to Cathra. He's just thinking about home.
Do the you. Like, okay. Does it make sense? Because I feel like you would know you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll look over at the one of me and kind of subtly cast detect thoughts on him.
He is thinking of his brother.
He's just thinking of his brother. Do we just let him go and go about our ways? Or if the mirrors are smashed, I have no idea how to get these guys out of here.
I mean, they can go back through the library, I guess. I don't. Are they really our problem?
I mean, no, but I don't know how to send them back, is what I'm saying. Like, how do they just go through the Ring of Swords and the bloody rooms and the vitriol? Where do we send them?
Can we send them?
They're not from our plane, our realm, our world. I don't know what to do with them.
If they're not from our plane, if I banish them, will they go home?
That's a good idea.
Because they don't know. Like, I don't love that that one keeps using the name I don't want to use. Kind of wish I left her dead. I don't think I can banish all of them, though.
Don't you have a Pearl of Power or something?
I do, but...
Give you some spell slots back?
Yeah.
Oh, your bracket, do you think you can do it, too? Can't you do that?
I can't do anything right now.
You're tapped out?
Yeah.
So, I will say that there is a dead warlock asleep on or a dead warlock on the floor. You never know.
Oh, do we want to talk to that dead one?
Or do we just want to take a stuff?
I mean, we could definitely do that too, but...
I'm going to loot the body.
Okay. You loot the body.
I mean... You see what you find on them.
Yeah.
They are real, right?
Yes, they're very real.
Do you want to spare the dying on 18. Her and I can detect thoughts on her?
It's been too long for spare the dying.
Okay.
18.
So you loot around, you find a spell book.
Sick. Any spells I recognize? Or yep. I'm just going to hand it to Dindal.
Yep.
Like, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So there's close to 100 spells stored in this book.
Oh, that's a lot of spells.
Give it back.
Not mine. You said it.
And I will say banishment is one of them.
Well, you can't even do anything anyway. You have no spells. All right.
Well, there's three of them.
Four.
So can you do some?
And who am I missing? Like, there's one dead.
There's the warlock on the ground.
There were five of them. The warlock and then one for each of us.
The dwarf just isn't on the map right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's four up, but yours is... I just moved it off. I haven't put it back.
I mean, where are they going to go? Where is home?
Our bizarro version of our world, I guess. Wherever they're from. I mean, we're just going to sit around all day. We're not really doing anything else.
I will say banishment will take them back to their... Yeah. Banishment will send...
If they're not from here, banishment sends
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And they stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get three of them home right now. And then Angie needs to look at her Pearl of Power. Yeah, I can't get a high enough spell slot to do it four times.
All right, I'll do the Galen one, I guess. Or the Dandel one, because I want to say something to him.
Okay.
I'll go over to him. I guess I kind of owe you an apology, but also thanks, because I didn't know I was a half-quarter dragon, I guess, until I saw your picture, so I didn't know, and then I saw you, and I was like, what? And so I messaged my mom. Is your mom named Muriel, too?
No.
No?
Oh. No.
Is your dad Bastion?
No.
No, okay, so we're just... What's the name of where you're from?
My mom, or like the world?
The world, I guess.
Vesta.
Okay. No, never heard of Vesta. Well, we're going to try and send you back. Hopefully this works.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess, bye?
Yeah, sorry for the inconvenience.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't too much of an inconvenience. We didn't mean to hit you with such impressive force. Yeah. We thought you guys were evil versions of us. We didn't realize you were just being enslaved. So.
Well, thanks for not leaving us dead.
Yeah. I think this guy over here has got a heart of gold.
Thank you.
And abs of steel.
Always with the abs.
Always with the abs.
And you don't wear a shirt.
That's fair. Bonus points to Cathra.
And I will banish.
Okay. Half dragon Dindal disappears.
I will go up to the the Bracken one.
Okay. Cleric.
You ready to go home?
I am.
Okay.
Sorry for the trouble we've caused.
It's okay. Weird things happen. Yeah. Bracken, you want to talk to this Bracken or anything before I send them home?
Not really.
Okay. Have fun.
Boof.
Have fun, boof.
Yep.
Amazing. You get all three of them?
Well, no, I did the one, and then I'm going to go to the Galen one.
Yep.
Galen, you have anything you want to say to this guy before I bamf him out of here?
I mean, I don't. Be careful, I guess.
You ready to go home?
I am.
Okay, here you go. Poof.
All that's left is
the clone
Cathra.
All right, I am going to go up to the Cathra one, and I'm going to say, are you happy with your life before this?
No.
Why not?
I'm alone.
Yeah, I remember that. You can change your destiny.
Thank you.
Go after your dreams. Do you want me to send you home or somewhere else?
I want to go somewhere else.
Where do you want to go?
She turns and she looks.
You want to stay here?
Can I walk out that door?
Yes, but don't ever use the name Cathra again.
Cathra's dead.
Sounds great. Have fun.
And so not Cathra will walk out the front door of the library. I will say, as she opens the door, you guys see this beautiful, like, volcanic island landscape.
As she's going to walk out, I'm going to yell, Christrid's a really great name.
Say that to me one more time.
Christrid.
Christrid.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She will leave. The doors close. Vekra, you hear the sword like go away. And he says, I think you should see what I saw.
What did you see?
Come.
He said see, not hear about. Let's go.
Okay, fine.
So he walks you down that western hallway.
From where they came?
Yeah, from where they came. So you guys have walked down this hallway a couple of times. There's food storage. There was general storage, whatever over here. General, okay. You guys are the worst.
What?
I don't know. You're laughing and I don't like it.
That's because they just sent me a video of a hot dog with spaghetti hair that they braided.
I hate it.
That's what I'm bringing to Sunday dinner, y'all. No, I'm bringing the hot dog tacos, spaghetti taco. Anyways, keep going.
He walks down the hall, and there's, like, this section, there shouldn't be any doors. Like, there were no doors, there were no alcoves, there were no, like, it was just a stone hallway. And about 25 feet down the hallway, there is a doorway that is now opened. And you look inside, and you remember the conversation you had with Rosmond about She came through a mirror. The mirror was smashed from the other side with the knife, trapping her here. Well, you walk in, you see two things. You see hundreds of shattered mirrors, and you see Rosmond suspended in place, like turned inside out like a horror movie.
Oh, wow.
So like this ghost, like contorted in all weird directions, frozen, literally can't move.
Insides on the outside.
Yep.
Gross.
And you see through her chest is this long amber sword.
Does it look like any of the swords from the Ring of Swords?
No.
No?
Nope.
That's horrifying.
Can ghosts die?
If she can come back from that, I'm not sure how comfortable I am with this anymore.
Well, I'd...
So, Galen, you could reach the sword hilt.
Yeah, no, I...
Yeah.
I assumed as much. So... Is she... Dindal, how many more times can you do that look into people's heads thing?
I can do it again.
Can you see if you can look into her head?
Sure. I will detect thoughts, and I'll push in.
Okay. Radio static. There's nothing there.
I'm not getting anything.
All right. Do we take the sword? Do we touch the sword? Do
we? Yes, we take the sword with the... Wait, doesn't somebody have a hand so we don't have to touch it?
I can...
And then throw it in a bag?
I can draw in Mage Hand.
And then just throw it in a bag for now?
Yeah, we can just...
I
can
just put it in mine. Do you want me to identify it or no?
Well, don't you have to touch it?
Not right now, I don't think.
Do not touch it.
I don't...
I'm going to detect magic and just see. Is it magical?
Okay. Sword's magical.
Yep. Or the mirrors?
Nope.
They're all dead.
They're all dead. They're all broken.
I'm going to Mage Hand grab hold of it. And then I'm going to have my bag of holding. I'm going to open it on the ground in front of her, pull it out, drop it in.
Okay. So as soon as you pull the sword, the blade disintegrates.
Cool. Put the handle in my bag then.
So you have the handle of a sword in your...
Okay.
So is this one of those... I mean, don't you call them mirror knives, but it's a mirror sword?
Context clues? That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So we have...
We ready to leave? Because this place is getting real weird.
Has been long enough for... your boyfriend to be awake yet? Or has it only been like 5 minutes?
Either way, I say we just...
It's not been that long, because...
I say we just leave. I don't know if I want to stay in here anymore.
The security of this place definitely seems to have been compromised.
Yeah. Even if we go out the front door, I'd...
Do we have any way to close that hole from the other... Does anybody have any spells or anything that might be able to... like close over the hole to the...
I can't close it per se, but I can ward it like crazy. So that's... What about you, Catherine? You got anything?
I'm thinking.
Any spells in that spell book that you just picked up?
Mm. Yeah, you got the spell book.
Oh, yeah, off the spell book.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Because what's the shape Earth?
It's Move Earth.
Move Earth? Shape? There's a shape, maybe shape stone or something
stone
like
shape.
That.
Yeah, move Earth is in that spell book.
I can try and move Earth. This spell's in here. I'm going to try it.
I mean...
Or Wall of Stone is also in there.
So if we both do something...
What do you have?
I mean, from the book.
You're out of slots.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I thought I could just do... We had said that I could do... Or is that just the other book?
That was the other book. So, Dynal.
Just kidding.
Dynal, you can... It's a... Move Earth is a 6-level spell, or Wall of Stone is 7th level, I think.
So, since I don't have any slots of those... I can't do that. Or is it like a roll thing? I can roll.
I would just let you roll.
All right.
Let's roll and see if I can do it.
Yep. D20 and add your spellcasting modifier.
Oh, that's good.
So just plus 5 for my charisma?
Yep.
All right, 22.
Yeah. All right, you do move Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Yeah, so what you do is you pull all of that rubble up out of underneath, like, out of the shaft, and you create a cairn over the hole.
Okay. All right, it's a little bit more secure. What's next?
Oh, I think we're just waiting on... Naristel to get back, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you guys want to wait outside, or do you want to wait in here?
I don't particularly want to be in here.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind some fresh air.
I don't know that we should go outside.
I'm fine with staying in here. I just hate it here.
Because... But
we also don't know...
Yeah, we don't know what's through a door, or where that's going to send us...
Might as well just stay where we are and
hope
for the best.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to go to the rooms?
I say we just stay where we are.
I don't want to split up right now.
No, I think we just sit here
and wait.
Yeah.
We're in the mirror room with a dead ghost body.
No, you guys have moved back out
Did anything happen to the ghostly apparition when we pulled the stone or pulled the sword out?
It disappears.
So the blade and the
okay. Rosman. Yep.
Well, I think Rosman may finally be resting. I know we're looking at leaving. Do we want to ask Vekra if he'll stay here to guard the library?
I don't know if it'd be a bad idea.
I need to talk to Vekra.
I might take a short rest while we wait.
So, let me say this. While you figure out your next moves, figure out talking to Vekra, figure out what you're doing while you're waiting, we're going to end this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kirstead.